Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
I love to tell everybody when you're a new Christian or you're starting to read your Bible to read Romans 6, 7, and 8. It's about the sinful nature, crucifying the flesh, and then life through the Spirit in Romans 8. I got a scripture in Romans 7. This can apply to you and to our spouses. Romans 7:21 says, "For my inner being, I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin." Let me go back just a little bit more. And this was a scripture the Lord gave me when Bob was living in sin. And he had been a man of God and was called to preach. And I could not understand how he could all of a sudden go off and fall into sin. This is the answer God gave me in verse 15. "For I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do," and this may be you today. This may be you today. We're not going to apply it all to the prodigals. This we're applying to you and to me. You know, I want to read my Bible every day, but I don't. I want to pray every day, but I don't. In fact, I want to go to church 2-3 times a week, but I don't. I want to go to Bible study first Monday night, but I don't. This is why I'm saying let's examine our own heart. "For I want to do what I do not want to do, but I hate what I do, and if I do what I do not want to do," this is in the Bible, people, "I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but is sin living within me. I know that nothing good lives in me, that is my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do, no, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing." Now you're going to have to go write this down. Romans 7, verses 14 through 25. You need to read this more than once. This is God talking to you and possibly about your spouse. It's sin living in us. We need to crucify our sinful nature. We need to say, "Lord, not my will, but your will be done." And that's crucifying our sinful nature. That's saying, "I surrender all." That's saying, "Yes, Lord, yes." That's a song we sing every so often. "Yes, Lord, yes. Not to my will, but to your will and to your way." I know what you're battling in your mind. You're battling all these thoughts about what is going to happen after we're separated, after we're divorced. How are the kids going to be handled? How are they going to be raised? How are we going to make it alone? God created a husband, he created a wife, and he wants you two together. He wants you to have both parents there. And we got to understand, God is on your side saying, "I don't like divorce, so I'm going to do everything I can to help you. I am going to be the father to your children while your spouse is gone, and I'm going to be a mother to them and help them too." He's going to be a parent that you've never known before, and he's going to be your spouse for this season also. You've got to come to know the Lord in an awesome new way, and we've got to know that. We need to take control and take captive what the enemy is trying to do. Can you imagine if we're having attacks, what is your spouse battling? This thought process is what started your spouse to have this happen. They started the thought process when they were not feeling happy or in love, or they had a fight with you and they started thinking about all these other thoughts that they had. And all of a sudden, the enemy started taking them down the thought process road that you never knew was going on in their mind. Separation and divorce was not God's plan. God wants us to communicate and to pray and to put all our problems before the Lord and ask him to work out all the problems of whatever they are. God can work out everything. It's just we need to talk and pray and seek his will and way.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.